Good morning. Good morning. I'm Steve Bacon, a member here at the church, welcoming you on this unfortunate kind of rainy, cold morning. Whatever brings you here today, be it custom, crisis, or curiosity, you're welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here, peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. If you're new to us and want to find out more who we are and what we do have this visitor's pack right here, a brochure. The welcome team, hopefully we'll find one for you. If not, we can find one for you in the back of the sanctuary. Inside your bulletin this morning, there's an insert. It looks like it's a yellow slip. It does a couple things for us. The top portion of it is where you can fill out your name and address that's on this side, and any contact information if you're new to us. You can drop that in an offering plate during the offertory. And the second side of it is our prayer request sign. We like to share our joys and concerns as our community. So when that happens later on the service during the prayer time, the ushers will come forward, simply pass that to them, and they'll be sharing that during that time. Our bulletin that you have has an abbreviated order. If you want to find a more extensive one, you can either look certainly up on the screen or find the full text of it on your smartphone. If you have a smartphone, you can certainly pull up the QR code that's on the back of the slip in the pew and do that. Our restrooms are available for you. You can follow the signs. They're out this way behind the organ pipe area back there. Unfortunately, there's no child care today, so if you do have young ones, unfortunately, we'll have to stay with you during the service. After the service, please join us in the gathering room. Same thing again. We're going to go out that door to your right, my left. You can follow that around. And there, it's a nice time of conversation and so forth as we get ready for our next week. Remember, this is a safe sanctuary, so we have a policy. If you do have young ones, we'd like them accompanied by an adult if they leave that. So we do have some things for you this morning, some announcements, and our first one. Sharon, would you come up and share with us?
Good morning. My name is Sharon Smith. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. It's time once again to talk about blessings in a backpack. And I was speaking to Jeannie Brown and Charlie Brown. The program is working extremely well. The kids love the food. It comes in a blister pack, and it's all sorts of wonderful things that they love. There was, in the beginning, we asked people if they'd like to donate one lump sum or do every one sum for 3 years in a row. And this is the third year on that particular program. So we would like your donations in by August 15th. Now, I know that's a long ways away, and we'll keep reminding you, but I just wanted to let you know so that you could be thinking about that. And, of course, anyone else who would like to donate, that would be great. Any amount is wonderful. You need to make your check out to UUMC and then on the memo line write down blessings in a backpack. If you have any questions, you can see me after church. Thank you.
Additionally, in your bulletin this morning, let me point out a few other opportunities for us, one of which is not in there. If you're a little cool this morning, I do apologize for that. Our boilers get turned off on May 1st, and they can't be serviced after that. So I was told by somebody else, if you want to cuddle with the person next to you, go right ahead and try to keep each other warm. Or hug yourself. Many opportunities. Since I've told you the no's, I'm going to tell you the yeses. Say yes to the choral concert this Thursday. That's the kind of lavender bulletin page in your bulletin. Great event coming up this Thursday, 7:30 here at the church. It's a combined choir of UUMC and Bellevue Heights, so please come and hear them. It's a fundraiser for the Food Bank of Central New York. We're also hosting the Sacred Sites. That's going to be on May 18th and May 19th here again. It's a wonderful time that the people around this area look at the sacred places and get a chance to see that, and our church will be one of those stops. Find more about that in your bulletin. And if you have not had a chance, certainly today after the service, please go back into the gathering room and see the beautiful, beautiful artwork that's being displayed. That was coordinated by our outreach team, and it's a way for local artists and publishers to exhibit their work. So you can certainly see that in the chapel room There's a sign-in sheet and catalog around the chapel room if you're interested in buying those things that are either poster prints for sale. Viewing times, obviously, you can see that through there or during the week when our office hours are available from 9 to 1. Many other things in the bulletin. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your morning to be with us and to celebrate God. May we now continue in a spirit of worship.
Thank you, choir. Good morning, everyone. I am Pastor Alicia. I am honored to say that I am the pastor here at this church, and I would like to send out a big, warm, very warm welcome to you today. The season of Eastertide leads us from Easter to the arrival of this Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Jesus was gone. How did Jesus' followers decide what to do next? How do we decide what to do next? And how do the mothers we are celebrating today decide what to do next? We are looking for answers in the Gospel of John and from the Acts of the Apostles. And as you can see from Dr. Seuss's Oh, the Places You'll Go. As Dr. Seuss helps us understand, we seldom know where we will end up. The key is to keep believing in our efforts. In this week's scripture, Jesus also identifies that the sheep in his flock are those who keep believing. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in singing Christ Be Our Light, the song that we are using in Eastertide to focus our decisions and directions.
Christ be our light, shine in our hearts, shine in the darkness. Christ be our light, shine in your church gathered today. Christ.
Mothers and shepherds seem to have a lot in common. They care for every member of the flock or the family. They guide and protect. They work 24/7. Jesus calls us all to that work. Please remain standing and join me in our responsive call to worship. Good Shepherd, teach us to follow you. Good Shepherd, teach us to follow you. Good Shepherd, teach us to follow you and to be faithful to the calling you gave us to be shepherds in your name. We are shepherds in his name. That's our calling because we are indeed Easter people. Remain standing and join me in singing the hymn, Easter People, Raise Your Voices.
Easter people, Easter people, raise your voices, sounds of heaven in earth should ring. Christ has brought us heavenly joys, heavenly music, let it ring. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Easter people, let us sing. Fear of death can no more stop us from our pressing here below. For our Lord empowered us to triumph over every foe. Hallelujah, hallelujah, unto victory now we go. Every day to us is Easter with its resurrection song. When in trouble, move the faster to our God who rights the wrong. Hallelujah, hallelujah, see the power of heavenly throngs.
Before you settle back in your seats, take time to connect with those around you by saying, may the peace of the risen Christ be with you, or share a handshake, or a hug, or a fist bump, please.
Will the children please come forward as they're comfortable?
Lord, lead me, Lord, by the light of truth, to seek and to find the narrow way. Thy way be my truth, be my life, my Lord, and lead me, Lord, today. Lead me, Lord, lead me, Lord, by the light of truth, to seek and to find the narrow way. Thy way be my truth, be my life, my Lord, and lead me, Lord, today.
How are all of you today? You doing okay? What's today? It is Mother's Day. It's also Sunday, too. So last week, we weren't able to watch the video of, oh, the places you'll go. So today, we're going to watch it, I hope, right, Stephen? And we're going to watch it from last week and from this week, so you can hear about, oh, we can just move this. You can hear about Dr. Seuss's, oh, the places you'll go, and know kind of what this is behind you. Were you guys wondering about this back here? You know a little bit about it? You do? You want to tell me? No? Okay. All right, so let's watch.
Oh, the Places You'll Go by Dr. Seuss. Congratulations. Today is your day. You're off to great places. You're off and away. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. You're on your own, and you know what you know. And you are the guy who'll decide where to go. You look up and down streets, look them over with care. About some you will say, I don't choose to go there. With your head full of brains and your shoes full of feet, you're too smart to go down any not-so-good street. And you may not find any you'll want to go down. In that case, of course, you'll head straight out of town. It's opener there in the wide open air. Out there, things can happen, and frequently do, to people as brainy and footsie as you. And when things start to happen, don't worry, don't stew. Just go right along. You'll start happening, too. Oh, the places you'll go. You'll be on your way up. You'll be seeing great sights. You'll join the high flyers who soar to high heights. You lag behind because you'll have the speed. You'll pass the whole gang and you'll soon take the lead. Wherever you fly, you'll be best of the best. Wherever you go, you will top all the rest. Except when you don't. Because sometimes you won't. I'm sorry to say so, but sadly it's true that bang-ups and hang-ups can happen to you. You can get all hung up in a prickly perch, and your gang will fly on.
You'll be left in a lurch, is how it ends. So that's just the middle of the story, and what we learn from this story is, so far, is that we have all the resources we need, but things happen, right? Has anyone in your life ever had something not quite go the way you thought it was going to go? Has anyone ever had something happen that didn't go the way you thought it was going to go? Boy, you guys have some good stuff happening. You do? Are you okay sharing it?
At school, we were expecting to play a game, and then we instead of playing a game, we played Mumbo.
Okay, so you thought that you were going to play a game at school, and then you ended up playing, what was it?
Mumbo.
Is that a, I don't know what that is. What is that? I don't know what that is. What do you, is it a, it's not a game? It is a game, but not the game you thought you were going to play. Okay. You'll have to tell me later how to play that. I've never heard of that before. Okay. Yeah, sometimes things don't go the way we think they're going to go. And I understand when you think you're going to play a game, or sometimes you think you're going to have recess, and then maybe something goes wrong in the class, and then the teacher takes recess away, or something like that. Things don't always go the way we plan. So today we're going to talk about that and how we respond when things don't quite go our way. And many times that means turning to prayer and turning to the Bible and seeing what Jesus has done throughout his time to share an example of how we can respond when things don't quite go our way. So will you pray with me? Loving God, we are grateful for all you have given us, and we're grateful that even when things don't go the way we expect, that you are still with us. Be with us as we make decisions how to respond when things don't quite go our way. I pray this in your many names. Amen. All right, thanks for coming up and talking with me. You can go sit with whoever brought you.
Back in the day, when I was left in the lurch, I often turned to my mom. Today we have a contemporary reading, a special reflection on mothers by Jan Richardson, titled Blessing the Mothers. As you listen, reflect on those who have cared for you in your life. Who are our first sanctuary? Our mothers, who fashion a space of blessing with their own being, with the belly, the bone, and the blood, or if not these, then the durable heart that offers itself to break and grow wide, to gather itself around another as refuge, as home, who lean into the wonder and terror of loving what they can hold but cannot contain, who remain in some part of themselves always awake, a corner of consciousness keeping perpetual vigil, who know that the story is what endures, is what binds us, is what runs deeper even than blood. And so they spin them in celebration of what abides and benediction on what remains. A simple gladness that latches onto us and graces us on our way. We now turn to the anthem, and we thank Liam for offering his wonderful voice to the Ave Maria. For many, especially in the Roman Catholic tradition, Maria, or Mary, provides a safe, non-violent human connection to God, who is often portrayed as a male and judgmental and domineering. The beauty of Ave Maria's supplication for blessing reflects our ideal image of a mother's love and understanding. As we continue to reflect and enter a time of prayer, let's listen to this now. You might remember that our scripture last week ended with the newly converted Paul preaching in the temple that Jesus was the Son of God. Our scripture today from the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John recounts the Jews questioning Jesus about this very thing. I am reading verses 22 through 30 in the Inclusive Bible. The time came for Hanukkah, the feast of dedication in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple area in Solomon's porch when the temple authorities surrounded him and said, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you really are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus replied, "I did tell you, but you don't believe. The work I do in my Abba's name gives witness in my favor, but you don't believe because you're not my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never be lost. No one will ever snatch them from my hand." Abba God, who gave them to me, is greater than anyone, and no one can steal them from Abba God, for Abba and I are one. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Good morning again. I'd like to begin my time with you with a poem, I don't know if that's the right word, by John Pavlovitz, and it's entitled, "For Those Who Hurt on Mother's Day." I know that Mother's Day is a celebration for some, and it's also a day where some may be hurting. So I'd like to read this just to acknowledge there are many emotions on Mother's Day. Mother's Day. For many people that means flowers and handmade cards and Sunday brunches and waves of laughter. It means celebrations and gratitude and warm embraces and great rejoicing. It means resting fully in all that is good about loving and being loved. But not for some people. For some, it only means tears. For some, it just hurts. In the hearts of many, this day is a bitter, unsolicited reminder of what was, but no longer is, or a heavy holiday of mourning what never was at all. Maybe it is such a day for you. It might bring with it the scalding sting of grief for the empty chair around the table. It might come with choking regret for a relationship that has been severed. It might be a day of looking around at other mothers and other children and feeling the unwelcome intrusion of jealousy that comes with comparison. It might be yet another occasion to lament the mistakes you made, or the words you didn't say, or the kindness you never knew. It might be an annual injury you sustain. Consider this a personal love letter to you who are struggling today, you whose Mother's Day experience might be rather bitter sweet, or perhaps only bitter. This is consent to feel fully the contents of your heart without censorship or guilt or alteration. If you are hurting, then hurt. May you feel permission to cry or grieve, to be not all right. May you relieve yourself of the burden of pretending everything is fine or taking stability or faking stability, or concealing the damage. May you feel not a trace of guilt for any twinge of pain or anger that seizes you today. because it is your right to feel. Above all, though, may you find encouragement even in your profound anguish. May you find in your very sadness the proof that your heart, though badly broken, still works. Let the pain you are enduring reassure you that you still have the capacity to care deeply, despite how difficult it has been. See your grief as a terrible tax on loving people well, and see your unquenched longing for something better as a reminder of the goodness within you that desires a soft place to land. If on this Mother's Day you are struggling, know that you are not alone. May these words be the flowers that you wait for, or the call that won't come, or the conversation that you can't have, or the reunion that has not yet arrived. Let them be hope packed and personally delivered to the center of your heart, and may they sustain you. In this time of great pain, know that you are seen and heard, and that you are more loved than you realize. Be greatly encouraged today. Many emotions happen on days like today. I'm grateful that you're here to spend it with us together. So, now on with words of my own. Our scripture reading takes place during the Festival of Dedication, which we might more commonly know as Hanukkah. The festival is full of joy, yet in our scripture we learn that Jesus' critics are not joy-filled. Jesus is asked by his critics, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense?" Jesus isn't real clear with his answer. He's not a black and white kind of guy in this Gospel of John. This is still the case today. We study the Bible. We have many, many different Bible studies, and yet it seems as though there's never one clear, precise answer. One scholar, Gary Jones, says, "Holy Scripture invites us to experience and participate in rich stories with multiple meaning." One of Jesus' answers is, "I have told you, but you do not believe." What he's saying in the gray area is that he has shown through his actions who he is. In another not so black and white way, Jesus refers to himself as the shepherd. He says the sheep hear his voice and follow. Jones says, "This becomes clear in the analogy of the sheep and shepherd. The sheep know and trust the shepherd, not because they have gone through any sort of rational, intellectual discernment, but because they have experienced the shepherd and his works. In the same way, a child knows and trusts his or her mother because of experience, not reason. And it is not an accident that Jesus elsewhere says, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." Hear and follow. It's not just one or the other. It's hear and then do something about it. Some mothers are mothers by birth, and some are mothers through love. Being a mother is challenging. If we think of the Mother Mary, as was so beautifully sung about today, she went through a lot. Before she was even a mother, we can imagine she might have been criticized for being pregnant and unwed. She had a hard time because we see the pictures, the images of her with a big pregnant belly on a donkey riding far distances. And then at the cross, a mother at the end, seeing her son crucified. Mother, being a mother is challenging. Mother Teresa, never a mother by birth, but caregiver to many, said this, "I wanted to become a mother to the poorest of the world's poor." And I know there are many mothers who have come out of this church. You know, the church mother who seems to be a mother or a grandmother to like all the children. And in talking with people, I heard Betty Kristen was one of those mothers. We'll be challenged throughout our life. Stay faithful, stay moral. Our mothers or mother figures have shown us. Jesus says, "I have told you through my deeds." Our mothers and mentors have shown us how to be faithful and moral through their deeds and their actions. Listen and follow. Another great area statement that Jesus made was, "Abba, God and I are one." Jesus says he and God are one in the same. Jesus had answered to the critics, "I told you, but you do not believe." And then he follows up with this statement, "Abba, God and I are one." What might he have meant by this? And why weren't people getting it when he said it? Well, let's hold on to that thought just for a minute. I have made an observation in my point of view that people seem to be seeking revenge when they don't get their way. When I say don't get their way, I mean life doesn't go how they expect it. They may be upset with a person or a kind of person or a situation. Instead of reflection, they seek revenge or want to hurt others as they are hurting. And this may be conscious or unconscious thinking. It seems the revenge, fear, and anger are a cloud over us today. As Christians, we know things are going to happen. One of the myths of Christians and seekers is that when one is a Christian, everything is going to be wonderful. No more problems. Things are going to be great. From my generation, we would say everything was going to be hunky-dory. The truth is, as a Jesus follower, life will still have challenges. Things aren't always going to go our way. Things are not going to go the way we expect them to go. The difference is, with persons of faith, is that we are able to know that that things don't have to go our way, that life happens. But we are never alone. God is always with us. In Psalm 139, it says, "I cannot run from you, O God." As life throws us challenges, let's seek reflection, community, and God, not revenge. So in response to the question Jesus has asked, "How long will you keep us in suspense?" the scholar Lewis Donaldson shares some thoughts. And these thoughts affect our interpretation of Scripture, but also our response to Scripture and our faith. Donaldson says, "The story of Jesus reveals the character of God. Abba, God and I are one. This oneness also reveals the character of those who belong to Jesus. Listen and follow." Amen.
Many of us have learned about faith from the lives and, for some of us, even the deaths of our mothers or mother figures. This hymn, "God's Amazing Grace," is all about that. It is a two-part hymn, and Ted will be singing the first half of each verse to honor his mom, and the second half of each verse is the familiar Amazing Grace. So please join in that second part and remain seated as we sing. As we continue to reflect and enter a time of prayer, if you would like your prayer request read as a part of worship, please pass your prayer slip to the ushers as they walk down the aisle. And as they do that, feel free to choose to be a singer or a listener as we begin our time asking God to walk with us.
Walk with me, I will.
Begin with a time of silence, followed by a spoken prayer, and then we will speak the Lord's Prayer together. I ask you to share that Lord's Prayer in any way, in any language you feel closest to God. So let's take a deep breath, get comfortable in your seat, and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your consciousness as you open your heart to God. Loving God, we give thanks today for mothers. Thank you for mothers who gave us birth and women who have treated us as their own children. You teach us how to be good mothers, cherishing and protecting the children among us. Help us mother lovingly, fairly, wisely, and with great joy. Help us raise our children to be the people they are born to be. We need your comfort here today, Lord, because some are missing mothers. Some are missing children. Some are parted by distance or death. Comfort those who have given up their children for adoption. Comfort those who longed to be biological mothers and could not. We pray for those here whose mothers have disappointed them. We ask for grace in relationships where there is pain and bitterness, for healing in relationships where there is abuse and violence. Help our congregation be a space where people can feel mothered, their gifts and talents appreciated and nurtured. Finally, we pray today for mothers around the world. Mothers who cannot feed their children, mothers who are homeless or without a homeland, mothers who must teach their children about the dangers of bombs and bullets. Help us create a world where mothers can raise their children in peace and plenty. God of mothers who created mothers, who came as a child and had a mother, God our mother, loving us with a sweeter and deeper love than we have ever known. Hear our prayer today. And let us share that prayer that Jesus shared. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our church's vision is to feed God's people body, mind, and spirit. And that is what we are all about. All are truly welcome here. Our family has been gathering here at this place for 150 years, and now you are a part of this living tradition. Giving is a way that we recognize the source of all we have and a way we keep the family healthy. Don't forget to put your yellow attendance slips into the offering plate as it passes by. The ushers will now collect our offering as the choir sings How Beautiful by Twilla Paris.
We all indeed praise our Maker while we have breath. Please remain standing and join me in our prayer of dedication. God of grace, it is our delight and our devotion to give these gifts to you. All we are and all we have are yours alone. Accept this joyful offering as a token of our abiding love. Use it to bring peace, justice, and comfort to all the world. Perhaps we too wonder about Jesus. Are you the one? Do the sheep recognize the shepherd? Jesus' life and death draw us to him. There is no greater love than to lay down your life for your friends. Please remain standing and join me in singing At the Font, We Start Our Journey. At the font we start our journey, in the Easter faith baptized. Doubts and fears no longer bind us, by the light of Christ's surprise. Alleluia, alleluia, hope held out and realized. At the pulpit we are fashioned by the Easter tale retold, into witnesses and prophets by the power of Christ made bold. Alleluia, alleluia, faith proclaimed and still untold. At the altar we are nourished with the Easter gift of bread. In our breaking it to pieces, see the love of Christ outspread. Alleluia, alleluia, life embraced yet freely shed. At the door we are commissioned, now the Easter victory's won. To restore a world divided to the peace of Christ as one. Alleluia, alleluia, Easter's work must still be done.
And then may the peace of God, which exceeds all our understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of God's beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. The blessing of God Almighty, the risen Christ, and the ever-present Spirit be among with you and remain with you always. Amen.